actually here? Well, we're here to see, amongst other things, this rather gorgeous little beast. This is Salisbury Cathedral. Its claims to fame are many, but one of its biggest is that it has one of the tallest, in fact, the tallest medieval church spire in Britain at 404 feet in height. There may be a test at the end, so make sure you'll remember that one. But in fact, this is new Salisbury Cathedral, and I'm going to bounce you off to Old Salisbury for a moment. We're going, in fact, to what is known as Old Sarum. Now, Old Sarum is a former hill fort, hill in the middle, and this would have been used for a defensive use back in about 300 to 400 years before the birth of Christ. But I want to look at what happened here in the 1000s. In the 1000s, it was William the Conqueror. He'd come over, Battle of Hastings, and he demobbed some of his troops on the top of Old Sarum Hill here, and he built a castle here. In fact, rumour has it that he wanted to know exactly what he'd conquered in 1066, and he sent out some men to do a survey that became known as the Doomsday Survey. And rumour has it that the Doomsday Survey was actually handed over to William, actually here, at Old Sarum. However, William had a cousin called Osmond, and Osmond built himself a cathedral here. The problem was, and I don't want to make a really long story out of this, the cathedral is in a very poor spot compared to where the castle is. And the two communities did not get on at all sorts of problems, not least of which the castle was in such a good position that they could actually fire their arrows through the windows of the cathedral. The cathedral dwellers felt they were in a cold spot, and to make it even worse, one of the meanings of Sarum is the dry place, and we think that the only well in Sarum was up here at the top of the hill. So eventually by 1220, that's a big year, by the way, this is why Salisbury is having so many celebrations this year, 1220 to 2020. Eventually in 1220, the bishop at the time was Bishop Richard Poor, and we'll meet him quite a lot later actually. He wrote a letter to the Pope and said, could he please move his cathedral somewhere where he wasn't going to be bullied by soldiers. Now, if we look at Old Sarum today, that's exactly what it looks like. And I think you can see quite clearly what a fantastic site the castle had and what a pretty rubbish site the cathedral had. There is nothing there at the moment, and we will talk about why in a second. So Bishop Poor wants to move his cathedral. Where's he going to go? Well, the story goes that he leans out of his castle window, his cathedral window, excuse me, and he fires an arrow. And where the arrow lands is where he's going to build his new cathedral. Well, Old Sarum, centre of Salisbury, is 1¾ miles. A pretty impressive arrow, I think you'll find, but there was an intervening stage. Bishop Poor fires his arrow, passing by is a deer. The arrow hits the deer, and the deer makes his way to Salisbury. Now, possibly more graphic is a rather wonderful postcard from an artist called James Croft, who was commissioned to do a series of postcards for Salisbury Cathedral a couple of years ago, and he's kindly given me permission to use this version of it. And it has, again, Bishop Poor and the deer actually forming the foundations of the cathedral. Well, why not? However, if we come back to our view of the cathedral and this great spire, you'll see it looming up in the middle of some flat lands. In fact, these flat lands are water meadows. And as we make our way towards the cathedral, you'll see that the whole thing is dominated by water. And what makes this even more bizarre is that the cathedral was built surrounded by water. There are three rivers here, actually, the River Bourne, the River Nadder, and the River Avon. And these three rivers forming these great floodplains here, the only place in the whole of the local area which would have been strong enough to hold up the weight of the cathedral is actually where Bishop Poor built it. Now, I think that's a bit spooky, actually. There is, of course, the other slightly more cynical version in that Bishop Poor actually owned this land, so it was his way, I guess, of making his money out of it. But in fact, the cathedral itself has foundations of less than a metre, so just over 3 feet, and was built with a whole series of wooden faggots, forgive me for that, actually sitting on a gravel bed. So really quite a remarkable lap of foundation, if you like. Actually, I'll show you in a couple of minutes how Salisbury confirms that its cathedral can stay solid as we make our way through. As we make our way through the water meadows, again, it's rather beautiful, isn't it? Even on a rather dull day here. Everywhere we go, the cathedral just pops up. And in fact, Bishop Paul not only built a new cathedral, oops, perhaps I should mention that his new cathedral didn't have this spire. He built the main bulk of the cathedral spireless, and I'll prove that one to you in a minute as well. But he not only built the cathedral, he also built a whole series of buildings for his clergy around the outside of the cathedral. And this area has become known as the Cathedral Close. And we'll be going to examine the buildings of the Cathedral Close in a few minutes' time. But as you can see, beautifully situated beside the river, it's the Avon down here actually. Now, the Cathedral Close has inspired all sorts of figures over the years, all sorts of literary figures. I've got one or two, and I can't see your little faces, so I don't know whether I'm winning with this one or not. But certainly, a well-known visitor here was a literary figure called Thomas Hardy. And Thomas Hardy's sisters actually studied at the Teacher Training College here in Salisbury Close. And Thomas Hardy very much inspired to write many of his books about Salisbury. And in fact, if you read Hardy and you read about the town of Melchester, then Melchester is actually Salisbury.